This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Think about this. The population of the Klamath Basin is roughly 65,000 people, right? So triple the size of the Klamath Basin. Make it roughly 185,000 people. Big place with a lot of people, right? Well, that's the number of illegal aliens that have tromped over the Mexican border last month alone. Think about that. Three times the population of our Klamath Basin just walked over the border and into our country. Were they all tested for COVID? No. Were they tested for anything? No. Were they charged for services they required, like medical, food and water, or clothing? No. Were they charged for transportation to move them to relocation centers or even fly them across the country? No. This, my friends, is insanity. And where is that champion of law and order, President Joe Biden? Well, he's nowhere to be found. Instead, he's handed the responsibility off to Vice President Harris. Where is she? Well, she's nowhere to be found either. Make no mistake, this is a crisis that can and will gut our country unless something is done about it. And the two in charge at the White House? Well, they aren't going to do anything but give the American people lip service. Thank goodness for the brave governors like Governor Abbott in Texas. He's had enough and now plans to continue to build the border wall across Texas to stem the flow of illegal immigrants. Unfortunately, we have governors in New Mexico and California that are more than willing to let anyone walk across the border and into our country. Arizona? Well, maybe. We'll have to see. After watching Vice President Harris on her Guatemala trip, she has that deer-in-the-headlights look. I mean, it's obvious she is in way over her head and certainly does not have the ability to lead our nation, much less take care of the southern border. And the president? Well, it's cute to call him Uncle Joe and chuckle at his frequent gaffes, but the fact is he's not capable of running the country either. That said, I wonder on a daily basis who really is running the country. Now, like Trump or not, you knew who was making the decisions when he was there every day. With President Biden? Well, who knows? There must be a group behind the scenes that are pulling the puppet strings because he certainly is not capable of doing it himself. And at age 78, what happens if he becomes incapacitated or dies? President Kamala Harris. Now that should send a shiver down your spine. She's no more capable of running the country than I am, and she proves that to us every time we see her speak in public. Nope, the country is in dire need of leadership, and these two ain't going to do it. So if you voted for them, well, don't complain to me, because as they say, the chickens are coming home to roost, and it isn't pretty. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.